Hello, everybody, and welcome back. First of all, if you have made it to this episode, thank you.
This is the first one.
No, but seriously, because I don't know why you're listening to this, but thank you
I appreciate
so
it.
much.
You're gonna hear some interesting car noises.
Oh,
It's
yes,
because I'm way right, but we had to change locations for
no, we switched locations. Not that you would know because we still don't have a visual.
it.
But, and that does suck because I actually look good today. So you guys are kind of missing out,
You're annoying. I
but,
never said, "Oh, I look good today."
well, that's a confidence issue. But we will work on it. The thing is, we don't have a camera and we can't afford one.
Everyone can hear me crunching.
Oh yeah, someone's eating a muffin over here, but yeah, so. And also, our phones have no storage, so we can't film on there. So, we're awaiting a solution, and we will find one for you guys. You guys, as in Lamore, who said she'd listen, and Brianna and Jay and John and Gabby, who said they'd listen, and that's it.
Gabby said she'd
Okay,
listen.
Gabby didn't say she would listen, but I have faith that Gabby will listen to it. Nobody knows who these people are, but it doesn't matter because they're the only ones that are gonna listen to me anyway, so it doesn't matter. Shout out to you guys. Okay, so. Today, we wanted to talk about. Well, the first thing we wanted to talk about is our hot takes, but some of them aren't really hot takes. Some of them are just things that make us mad. And I just want you guys to know that I'm very qualified for this because everything makes me mad. Basically, I used to have a blog called Mora is Mad.
Used to.
Well, it's actually still up, but I'm not gonna tell you where, and I'm gonna take it down as soon as this is over, so no one can find it. But I did used to have a blog called Mora is Mad. I literally posted educational essays on it about things I'm mad about. So here's the thing, guys. I'm very qualified for this topic.
Why is it always just qualifications with it?
I'm just letting my audience know.
Whatever.
Let's talk about me and Abby. Not let's. Me and Abby are gonna talk about our hot. By the way, Abby can speak. I know I'm the only one that talks on this, but it's because I keep interrupting and I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm
She
like,
can't speak when she tries.
no. You may not be able to hear her because she's whispering. Uh-oh, wait, hold on, my doctor's calling me. Hello? Yes. Okay, thank you. You too, thank you. Okay, guys, I don't have chlamydia. So, guys, okay, all I have is a yeast infection. We're in the clear. So sorry
I
about.
hope on the video you can hear her say yeast
I'm
as a
so
negative.
sorry about that little interruption we had. Do you think she heard me laughing? I was trying. I know, I was trying so hard to keep it together. I felt awful. Okay, everyone, we are all good. We're all good. Back to the pod. Back to the pod. Okay, everyone, just to be clear, I was sure it was a yeast infection, but they made me double check. I didn't think I had actually chlamydia or gonorrhea. I did get tested for it though.
This hurts my back.
Okay, so sorry for a bit of TMI there. Let's get started on
Hot eggs.
our hot takes slash things that make us mad. Do you have one you want to start with?
I did, now I don't remember what it
Okay.
was. You can start though.
Okay. This is the first thing that came to my mind. Over the summer, in upstate New York, and other places, I actually don't know where, we had a little special Northern Lights moment that we don't usually have. It's usually wherever, and when or just specifically where I am, we had never seen it before. So everyone's taking pictures. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. What I was not cool with was when I opened my social media platforms and every single picture was of the mother. No, I'm so sorry. I don't want to be explicit. Was of these alleged Northern Lights. What?
sorry, I was reading this list of hot takes, and it's the podcasts aren't worth listening to.
Oh, literally ours. Okay, anyway. No, our podcast is the worst. So, yes. If I, like, actually had to turn off my phone and have a social media cleanse for the rest of the night because I could not bear to see another picture. Going along with that, when I open my social media on July 5th and it's 5,000 videos of the fireworks, I saw them last night. I don't need to see them on your story. I didn't care when I saw them in person. I'm sorry. If you got a good picture of the fireworks, okay, post one. You don't ever need to post videos of the fireworks. And if you're posting a picture of a firework, it better be exceptional. It better be the best picture I've ever seen taken on a professional grade camera. Because I have seen 17 other pictures in my one...
Lost words.
I'm too angry. I lost my words. I'm too angry. Oh my god. Oh my god, it makes me so mad. Okay. How do you feel about that?
It doesn't bother me as much as it bothers you. I think the Northern Lights is less for me. I mean, yeah, less annoying, but fireworks really get me.
Well, let me tell you. And I know somebody's going to say... Excuse me. I know somebody's going to say, Maura, maybe stop. I'm really having some digestive issues. I know someone's going to say, Maura, maybe don't click through multiple slides of it. If I'm seeing that there's a story there, I have to look at it.
You personal problem.
I don't care. I don't care if it's just me. I don't care.
Okay.
What is your hot take or thing that makes you mad?
I don't believe that left-handed people are real.
Oh, that's
not real, but like, why are we left-handed? Like, how do you get left-handed? We all are, like, learning. Wouldn't you, like, I'm just, like, when you start learning how to write, why would you not teach your child on the right hand? Like, and then
because some kids are naturally...
No.
So, and I don't know if this one's politically correct.
There's no political part about it.
Well, it just feels, it feels discriminatory. And I don't know if I can stand with that behavior. So, you know what? I support left-handed people. Who I really support is people who can write with both hands, because that's crazy. Okay, everybody. My next hot take is that I think I hate that we're fans of people.
Specifically, and mine was stupid.
No, I didn't say you're stupid. Specifically, like, no, okay. You can be like a fan of somebody. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a fan of like Lady Gaga, Drew Barrymore, love them, whatever. But when it becomes like a parasocial relationship, I'm like, that's so creepy. I've always said I have nothing against Taylor Swift fans. What I do have against is when they're so, like, when I see the videos of people, like, hysterically crying over, like, something, a video of hers or something, I'm like, you seek therapy, seek help, seek a psychiatrist, because, oh my god, sorry, my laptop is opening Sims right now.
How did that happen?
I swear it wasn't me. How many hours do I have clocked on Sims? I don't know, a lot. It keeps glitching, so I can't play with it. So, yes, I just think there's a point where it gets creepy. Like, you've never met this person, you don't know this person, and it's also just a normal person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is a point where it gets weird. What do you think? Oh my goodness, that's okay.
Pugs are ugly.
Oh.
Pugs are ugly.
Why do you think pugs are ugly, though?
Well, the thing is that I just don't understand why people are like, no, like, pugs are so cute.
Oh, goodness.
They're not.
Oh.
Like, they are in, like, an ugly way. Like, I just don't understand why we're
okay,
saying
ugly, cute.
Like, their eyeballs fall out.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Did you make that up?
No, I swear.
There's such thing as ugly cute. I believe that. Like, I'm not horrified when I look at, like...
No, it's not...
No, like, here's the thing.
I don't have personal beef with them.
I agree.
It's just, like, don't tell me that they're the cutest dog out there.
Some dogs are ugly. That is my hot take. Not every dog is cute. I'm so sorry. If you show me a picture... Oh my god, this is my hot take. If you show me a picture of your pet... And, okay, unless I asked you to show me a picture, or it's some, like, really interesting exotic animal that's not normally a household pet, I don't care. I don't want to see a picture of your dog. I don't care how cute it is. I don't care. That's my hot take. If you show me a picture of your pet, okay, one picture, I'm like, okay, I don't really care, but whatever. If you start showing me multiple pictures, I'm not saying aw after the second one. The first one, I go, aw, that's cute. If you scroll through the next picture, you lost me. I'm not pretending I'm interested anymore, because that's where I draw the line. Thoughts?
I mean, like, here's the thing. Don't give me a picture of your fucking cat.
Okay, your cat, I'm so sorry, every cat looks exactly the same. That's, like, slight, like, they're different colors, but, like, nothing is unique about your cat. Oh my god, my cat's so different. No, he's not. Your cat is a cat. Here's my other thing, and I have no beef with the cats, with the cat community. I understand them, but same thing. This one might be controversial. Don't send me a picture of your baby. When your baby is born, I want one picture so I have a frame of reference when you talk about it so I know what it looks like. From then on, if you're sending me multiple pictures of your baby also looks like every other baby in the world.
Okay, I was going to just say, like, they don't... First of all... Like, for, like, in the first year of their life, they don't move in any other positions but... Like, laying perhaps, down. Like, if you have a video of them walking for the first time, sure, whatever, fine. Like, whatever.
But there's nothing unique about your baby. And I understand. I do understand that when I have a kid, I'm definitely going to be like, oh my god, I have the literally coolest baby in the world. Like, I think every parent feels that way. I do understand why you feel that way about your kid, and I'm sure I will feel that way about my kid. But babies. But right now...
Because you're gay.
Okay. But right now, I just don't care. I just don't care. No, I'm not. I do like babies. I don't need to see a picture of your... Please stop.
You like babies?
Please stop right now. Okay.
Oh, I had one, then you interrupted me. Oh my gosh. Here's my opinion, is that I'm tired of everyone shitting on Applebee's.
Oh my god. Yes. Oh my god. I love Applebee's, bro. You know what I hate? I hate when I'm like, oh my god, I love this place. I love this place. And somebody goes, I don't know why, because it's literally so disgusting. Oh my god, you know what you know what's even worse than that? Is when somebody goes, I got food poisoning there once. Ask me if I give a fuck. Sorry. Ask me if I
give a crap. Shut it.
Here's my thing. Sorry, guys. We're trying to keep it so we don't have to mark it as explicit. Here's my thing. If you have a weak stomach, just say that. Why are you yawning right now? Shut it. If you have a weak stomach, I don't care, because guess how many times I've gotten food poisoning in my life? Guess how many times I've gotten food poisoning in my life?
I got food poisoning once.
And I never have. And I've eaten at the dirtiest bottom of the barrel places known to man. And I've never gotten food poisoning. So you're the problem.
Let me tell you how I got food poisoning. And I think it's... No, the... However...
But you didn't say anything. However,
I got food poisoning because we got these like wraps from Sam's Club, and then they sat in the fridge for like weeks, and then
you ate it anyway.
Well, I didn't know. My aunt, who her soul just passed away, was like, oh, I just bought this the other day, Darlene. That was 3 weeks ago.
Oh, not Darlene. Okay, rest in peace, Darlene. Okay, if you get food poisoning because you eat something super expired, whatever.
That's my fault.
Okay, but if you go to a restaurant and claim you got food poisoning, and I'm telling you I like that restaurant, I don't care at all. If you regularly get food poisoning, you need to start eating at places. You get food poisoning enough that you can start listing places you got food poisoning from, then you... You're the issue. You need to toughen up. You need to eat some foods that are bad for you for once in your life, because that's crazy. Yes, I love Applebee's. This is kind of what I'm saying, but I just hate when someone yucks my yum.
You are the biggest culprit.
I know. I'm the biggest culprit. I know that I do it, but it makes me mad when other people do it, going along with that when other people are bad drivers. I know I'm swerving all over the place. I know I probably just flew over the curb. But if you... Oh my god. If you beep at me... Be ready for me to step out of the car and chase after your car. I'm gonna sprint down the road after you if you beep at me. I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it.
Oh, two big ones that I feel go hand in hand. Number one, when someone says they don't pick their nose. And two, when they say they don't pee in the shower.
You guys, first of all, you pick your nose. I'm sorry. I draw the line eating it. Don't eat.
Oh, God. Why did you say you draw the line? Like, that's a personal thing.
No. Don't eat your boogers.
Don't eat your boogers,
I'm feeling wise, but yes, don't pick your nose and eat it, but... Oh my god, you're telling me you don't use your fingers to assist you once in a while?
Once in a while, I'm doing it daily.
Like, I'm not digging for gold, but some, like, the little, please.
Just start admitting that you're picking your nose, because we know you are.
And you know what? If you call me yours picking my nose, I'm picking my nose and throwing it at you. No. I do, here's the thing, if there's a tissue in front of me, I'll blow my nose.
But sometimes it's, like, not a blowable
thing. No, sometimes you literally can't blow it out. You guys are literally just leaving your crusty-ass boogers in your nose. That's worse. That's worse.
It's not worth getting it out.
No, that's literally so much worse than you saying you don't pick it. I wash my hands after. I don't pick my nose and then go around.
Bro, just lie. Shaking her head. And this is why we need a video form. So that everyone can see.
I'm really sorry about that. I want to actually, for a second, take accountability. And I want to apologize for my actions. What happened just now was unacceptable.
You lied.
Not only did I lie, but I was immediately reprehended by laughing and spitting everywhere.
A droplet of drool dangling from your mouth.
Okay, anyway...
Anyways, peeing in the shower.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
It's my favorite.
If you don't pee in the shower, you're stupid.
Don't eat it.
No, if you're not peeing in the shower, first of all, the second I step in the power,
I get this instant tingle of warmth. And then
no, suddenly I, the second I step in the shower, I must piss. I must. I don't know if it's the water. I don't know if it's the warmth. I don't know if it's the standing, but I...
Who's favorite position to go pee in standing?
Standing. It's, like, the masculine, like, energy in me, so... I do have to wee as soon as I go in the shower. I'm not getting... First of all, I'm not going my whole shower uncomfortable having to pee. Second of all, I'm not getting out of the shower sopping wet, weeing, and then hopping back in the shower.
Also...
Tell me why it's not gross. It's before you soap your body down. It's before you cleanse. I'm not peeing after I wash my body.
If babies can just, like, pee themselves whenever, then why can't I? I meant in the shower, but that sounded like
I was... You could. I'd rather you didn't. Listen, though. It's not dirty, because I'm literally... I do it right before I'm about to soap my body down.
It's directly into the drain. I'm not letting it run upon my feet.
Right. Don't do it after you already cleansed your body. That's gross. But, like, before, yeah, go for it. Free for all. Wee wherever you want. Okay. Do you have any other hot takes? I have a lot. This is gonna... I think we'll have to do another episode another time on more of our hot takes, because I have an absorbent amount. Right now, I literally can't think of anything. Everything makes me mad, and I can't think of anything that makes me mad. So, guys, we actually had a second topic. I didn't think we were going to talk about this one for so long. I'm so sorry, but that's okay. The next thing we're going to do is our hear me outs. It's like a hear me out cake, but we don't have a cake, which I would love right now, but we don't have a cake. You know what I thought? For a podcast name, I was thinking, wait, do you guys want to hear the other names for the podcast? We thought of...
We?
Okay, I thought of Two Smitten Kittens. What was it? Two Laughing Lads. What was the other one? The other one was, like, not that bad. It was just... Two Wrong Opinions was the other one. We should have done... And then in the car today, we were like, oh, maybe Unemployed Opinions would have been good, too. But we went with Unemployed Activities. We felt it fit us best. Okay. Our next thing is, yes, our, Hear Me Outs. Do you want to start?
No.
Okay, I will start because my first Hear Me Out, everybody that knows me, most people that know me already know this, so it's not really much of a surprise because it's to me, it's not... to me, it's not even like a Hear Me Out. It's like a, yeah, the tiger from Ice Age. Diego? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Diego? But seriously. Wow. Wow. Yeah, he's something. He's my biggest Hear Me Out in terms of the one I feel most passionately about. What about you?
Nick Waugh from Zootopia.
That's a common one, actually, I feel.
Yeah, it's not really a Hear Me Out, but it would be, I feel like for, like, you, against you, it would be a Hear Me Out.
He, I guess, is okay. To me, he feels, I know he's not, I know he's an adult, but to me, he feels young for some reason. Okay. Like, he gives me young vibes.
You know who else? Johnny.
From Sing. Okay, again, guys, I know he's young, but but I mean, like, when I first watched it, when I was younger.
Yeah, when I was 12.
No, like, not now, but, like, yes. It's the voice, though. It's not. Like, it's not his looks, it's the singing. Yes. Next, I have the tiger from Ice Age.
You just said that.
Oh. Sorry. That's not what I meant to say. What I meant to say was the tiger from Wicked. Or a panther.
The snow leopard.
Okay, the snow leopard. He was in it for literally 2 seconds. He was in the room when they were having, like, that meeting. I don't want to give any spoilers, but... when they were, like, having the animal meeting, he was literally had one line, but I was sweating. I don't know.
Speaking of Ice Age, that little, like, fucking mole rat.
What?
I can't think of him. The one with the patch.
Oh.
The pirate.
I know what's his name.
Oh, but the girl from Ice Age, too.
Oh, yes, I agree. Right, what is her name? The girl tiger, for reference, we're talking about. They can't see the pictures because we don't have a visual version. Buck.
Ugh.
Yes. Okay, no. First of all, I don't agree with that at all.
Oh.
But, guys, one thing I do love is an Ice Age movie. I think the Ice Age franchise... and I want to talk about this in a different podcast, but we won't talk about it now. But I think most movies absolutely flop after the first one. I think there's, like, very rarely a sequel that's better than the first one. Ice Age, every single one was consistently so good. I love the Ice Age movies. Okay. My next one, and the final one I have written down, but I'm sure I will think of more, is Roderick from the Diary of Wimpy Kid live-action movies. Yeah. Not the newer one. Not the new one. The old, the original Roderick.
I didn't know there was a new one. Though
a long haul one?
Nah.
Cool. No, he's...
you were watching it.
My Hear Me Outs are not, like, unique, unfortunately. I think I'm... I don't know.
Meg from Hercules, and also Hades.
Oh. Hades? The blue one? The fire? I'm not sure
okay,
I can...
Okay, but you're not... but let's look.
No. I know what he looks like. I'm not really...
No, I'm talking about Meg.
Meg, I get, not my type, but I do understand. She is beautiful.
Too femme for you.
Yeah, too femme for me, but that's okay.
She kind of reminds me of you.
Oh! Why, thank you. We look nothing alike. Why'd you say that? I won't say I'm in love. So we might do an exclusive thought episode where we just, like, sing for you guys. Comment down below if you want me to sing for you. Abby never laughs. I make a joke. Stop. I make a joke and she doesn't even pity laugh. And it makes me really deeply upset.
No. The jokes you make are funny.
Yes, they are. A lot of people think I'm the funniest person ever. And that's a fun fact about me, guys.
Bro, you made a do you know St. Sylvia?
That's what it is. No. You guys, it was funny in context. It doesn't reflect on the pod. But a lot of people think I'm funny. I'm glad we don't have a video version. I don't want them to see you.
Because I'm ugly.
That was the joke.
Well, I know, and I don't want you to...
Don't she hate?
Even with the actual thing, I don't want to do it.
Okay, we need to get back on topic.
Well, you moved on with it.
Do you have... Oh, this was what I was going to say. Ross Lynch, I know he's not really Hear Me Out because a lot of people think that. I thought Ross Lynch was hot. He's in...
highly disagree.
But in Austin and Alley. Like, when I was watching Austin and Alley, I thought... I don't know. I haven't seen it recently, but I haven't listed a single girl.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've listed at least three.
They don't make mask characters. Okay, so I don't think that's a huge hear me out. I think a lot of people think about Ross Lynch. But he was in some sort of controversy recently, and I kind of forget what it was. Oh, I know what it was. I said something, because, like, I don't... Who's listening to this? Allegedly, he might be a Trump supporter because, I guess his sister very openly is. And I think he either follows him or, like, liked something, a tweet or something. I don't know. He did something to imply he was a Trumpy. Which he didn't give me Trumpy vibes, so I'm kind of surprised.
But he gives, like, gay.
I know.
Like, he's kind of in with the gays.
Maybe it was just he's not and it just appears, like, that way, but I don't know. A lot of people say he was for some reason. Okay, you know what I think the biggest problem with this podcast is, specifically what? My issue, is that I keep, specifically with the conspiracy episode, I keep bringing things up and then I have none of the facts to explain why.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I don't really know what happened, but like, something, something, something.
The silence.
Because you just, something. You just fake laughed at me. Guys,
I'm not knowledgeable.
Literally. I learn things, and then I forget 2 seconds later. What time is it? Someone has to go to Shrek.
5:44.
Someone has to go to Shrek the musical rehearsals tonight. Which, by the way, closing night's on my birthday. Let me tell you guys really quickly, and then we should probably wrap this up. Because we are going to have some guests on. Famous people? No.
Brianna?
Yes. Brianna? Yes. Jay? Yes. Those are the only two people that said yes so far. You know what? I feel like Lamore would be on if I begged her. And I know what you guys are thinking. If we have a guest on, it limits the people listening because the only guests who would have are our four friends that said they would listen to this podcast. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Unemployed Activities. And
okay, you remember
the name. I know, I remember the name. I really hope that you enjoyed and that you come back for another episode. And honestly, if you made it all the way through it, I'll give you a hug. I'll give you each a kiss. So thank you so much, and we'll see you next time on the pod.